Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1560, How to Live a Non-Diet Life in a Diet Culture, by Crystal Cargis of crystalcargis.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Welcome back to another edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, kind of like an ongoing audiobook. Now, don't forget, we have a bunch of shows where we cover a bunch of different topics. Check them all out by searching for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. All right, and with that, let's get right to the post and optimize your life. How to Live a Non-Diet Life in a Diet Culture, by Crystal Cargis of crystalcargis.com. Have you reached the point where you are done with dieting? Are you tired of the weighing, the tracking, the lists of foods you shouldn't or should be eating? Are you sick of feeling like you aren't measuring up every time another diet fails? You can leave all that behind by saying goodbye to dieting forever. Making the decision to give up dieting for good is a powerful choice that will change your life for the better. But often, the decision itself may not feel like enough in our culture that is completely submerged in the dieting mentality. Just take a step back and be aware of where it's lurking. It's in advertisements, splattered across magazines at the checkout aisle, in conversations with coworkers and distant relatives. Diet culture is everywhere. So, how exactly can you go about living freely apart from diet culture when it's part of your everyday? The key is to be proactive about deliberately creating a lifestyle that is no longer dictated by a dieting culture. What does this look like practically? Well, here are 3 simple ways you can begin breaking free from diet culture in your life today. Go on a diet. Wait, what? A digital diet, that is. Time to detox from all the negative messages that are subtly influencing how you think, feel, and move throughout your day. Take an honest look and inventory at your social media accounts, websites, blogs, and podcasts that you frequently engage in. Are any of the online accounts you follow part of the diet culture movement? There's a good chance you may be following someone who frequently touts the latest diet products or before and after pictures that claim to be evidence of the latest and greatest diet fad. Time to cut this stuff out of your life and away from your precious mental space. The average American spends nearly 24 hours per week online. That's a lot of screen time. Instead, follow those who encourage you, make you feel positive about yourself and the body you are in now, and who don't push dieting in any shape or form. Trust me, a digital diet is the only and best kind of diet you will ever need, period. Watch your mouth and your thoughts. How do you speak about yourself and your body? If you've been in diet culture long enough, your thoughts and beliefs about yourself have undoubtedly been influenced to make you feel like you are not good enough. The most freeing part about breaking free from diet culture is letting go of the lies that have plagued you, including, I can't be successful until I lose weight. I don't deserve to be happy. I'm worthless and unlovable the way I am. I'll never measure up. I don't deserve to eat the foods I like. And on it goes. The lies can stop now. The first step toward freeing yourself from this damaging rhetoric is to be aware of it. What are the lies that have been circulating in your mind? How has diet culture destroyed the way you feel about yourself and your body? Are you saying any of these things out loud or dwelling on these things throughout the day? It's time to get your precious mental space back. Catch the thoughts or words as they come to mind or are being said and ask yourself, is this aligned with diet culture or is this helping me break free from it? Be ready to counter those lies with truths about yourself and your worth. Even if you can't believe them yet, the more you practice, the easier it will become to grow into this new identity. You've got this. Here are some ideas. I am inherently worthy and valuable, regardless of my weight or body size. I am loved and deserving of love, no matter what the scale says. I deserve to be kind and compassionate to myself. I don't need to conform to an arbitrary standard of beauty. I am free to live the life I have always wanted. And my body does not need to change in order to love and be loved. Make friends with food and your body. Ditching the diets means you are free to trust your body as the ultimate guide to what you need to eat. You are no longer a slave to diet rules that tell you what you can or cannot eat, nor do you need to feel guilty or ashamed when those diet rules are broken. You are free to enjoy, honor, and respect your one and only body. Food is meant to be both nourishing and pleasurable. There isn't any diet that will allow you to experience this freedom and begin to feel at home in your body at the same time. But you have to first decide you've done your last diet. It is possible to cultivate a positive understanding of health and what it means to care for and nourish your body. I know that may be scary when diets are all you've ever known, but ask yourself this. Has your diet ever been loyal to you? Exactly. I didn't think so. But your body will always be there for you, doing everything it can to protect you on your life journey. Isn't it time you trusted it to do so? Giving up dieting means making peace with all foods and treating your body with the respect and kindness you give to other people. Food is not the enemy. Your body does not need to be resisted. You can find the freedom to embrace a life you love when you give up dieting for good. So, whether you're at the crossroads and considering giving up dieting or have actively started to move away from diet culture, know that you are not alone. Remember that you are deserving of a life that is not defined by a dieting culture, and you are capable of breaking free. You just listened to the post titled, How to Live a Non-Diet Life in a Diet Culture by Crystal Cargis of crystalcargis.com. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I remember speaking to a patient of mine that wanted to try one of the recent popular fad diets of the time. I was hesitant to have them try it because I thought, well, based on the patient's medical history, it may cause them more harm than good. They didn't like that I was against them going on this latest fad diet. In fact, they said, well, according to this popular celebrity magazine, Jennifer Aniston is on the diet and she looks great. Oof, where do I begin? Do I start with how this magazine may not be reporting the most accurate information? Or do I start with how diet doesn't completely explain why an actress, actor, model, or anyone else looks a certain way? Or do I start with the other 100 arguments bouncing around in my head? Today's author, Crystal, was correct when she said that diet culture is everywhere. Even at the dinner table with family, someone will ask me a question about a food or the latest diet craze, and even before I can respond, everyone else at the table jumps in and shares their opinion about it. I'm not bitter or anything, but I'll share with you what I say almost every time someone asks me about the latest diet craze. Can you imagine eating this way for the rest of your life? No? Well, then we need to keep digging and find something you can stick to. All right, that'll do it for the Thursday episode. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back here tomorrow for the Friday Q&A and where your optimal life awaits.